As North Korea conducts another nuclear test, its neighbors weigh more sanctions.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. North Korea conducted a nuclear test this morning at an underground site in the country's northeast. The test is the country's third, and it's being condemned by the U.S. and other countries in the region. The BBC's John Sudworth is in Beijing, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, this device that was tested is said to be more advanced than the previous two tests. How do the North Koreans afford this, given the sanctions they're under?
It's a good question. This is a country that struggles to feed its own people, that regularly needs food aid in order to stave off what many people predict could be a famine otherwise. It suffered a very serious and acute famine back in the 1990s. It does so, of course, at the expense of the livelihoods of its own people. This nuclear program will have cost it so far certainly billions of dollars.
What is the response from neighbors like China, like Japan, and like South Korea going to be? More sanctions?
Certainly from South Korea and Japan, absolutely. They will be pushing for further and harsher sanctions, although on that score, it's worth noting that the sanctions are already about as tight as they can be. China is more difficult to read. In word, at least, it is growing more condemnatory. The statement out of the Chinese Foreign Ministry today condemned this nuclear test. But some people would suggest that perhaps what China says in public and what it thinks in private may not overlap, and that if you look at it this way, hawks within Chinese policymaking would see that the US has certain allies in this region. Chinese military hawks would say, why shouldn't they have their own ally, their own sort of proxy, if you like? And perhaps it doesn't hurt too much if it occasionally rattles the cage.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Beijing. Thanks, John.
It's a pleasure, Jeremy.